Welcome to the Texas Chaos Podcast. This is Refinish 69, your host. A bunch of thieves, thugs, and nutcases took over Texas. Then they used it as a stepping stone to Washington, D.C. They raided our treasury, stripped our schools, and handed it all to their corporate cronies. Y'all ready to do something about it? We're taking Texas back. Join us. This podcast is done in conjunction with the Texas Chaos blog, and that is found at www.texaschaos.com. There's a great group of liberals and progressives over there that are concerned about Texas and the nation and doing everything in their power to take it back and make this a better world for everyone. Come join the fun and help us take Texas back. Emotions have been running high in Texas as well as the rest of the country for the past few weeks, if not the past 6 years. One of the most moving pieces I've read in quite a while is one written by fake consultant on the difficulty of writing or the war hits home. He goes on to say, I do not want to write this story, and I've been stuck for about 10 days because I do not want to face the reality of this particular situation. But here it is. Last Friday was the day the girlfriend and I had to travel to Fort Lewis, Washington to attend the military departure ceremony for one of our two godsons. He enlisted in the Army National Guard, and now it's time to go to the Middle East. There was no mystery or great surprise that he would be going, and the news is not all bad. He is not in a striker brigade, thank whatever deity you support, nor a military policeman. It is theoretically possible that the support role he will be filling will actually be moderately safe, which is about the best spin I can offer considering the circumstances. He and his brother are our two godsons, and we have literally been looking out for them since the days of their birth. To illustrate the point more clearly, I was his birth photographer. The families assembled in a hangar on a base. A small band offered up patriotic music. Important officers offered up inspiring words. And an award was presented to the officer who managed the required paperwork that made the deployment possible. Finally, with a clanging of warning bells, the hangar doors were opened to reveal the soldiers we were there to honor, standing in formation. Nobody reacts to the officer who says, "This is the last time I will have the chance to address all of you." Everybody wants to look brave, soldier and family alike. But there is no way to sit in a room with small child noises filling the space and not know the future will likely be so tough for some of these little children. There's an innocence in their sounds that is particularly disheartening. The babies are too young to realize what's going on, and the crying or laughing or play noises echoing through the hangar are based entirely on the moment of their own existence. This creates a soundtrack that makes a weird counterpoint to the military ceremony to which I should be paying attention, and the babies wisely don't. Our godson is not currently a parent, which means most everybody there on his behalf was one of his various types of parents, biological, grand, or god. But the foster stepbrother that we have all become attached to, hi Dustin, was there as well. He is neither a baby nor a teenager. And we will see how this affects him as time goes on. So far, he is doing well. The story goes on to talk about the possibility of losing a loved one and how scared everyone is that people they know, people they love, and that our brave men and women in uniform could be lost to this insanity. Yes, we're all mad. We're all upset. I send my best wishes, as I know everyone at Texas Chaos does, to fake consultant's godson. We wish him a safe return, safe journey, and know that we're proud of him. I'm dedicating Just a Believer by Brenda Russell from her Get Here CD to the young men and women in uniform and to the families who believe in them so much and only wish them the best. Enjoy. Just a believer. Just a believer. Believer. To add to the pain that we're all feeling, on Memorial Day, Cindy Sheehan, who has been the hero of the anti-war movement ever since she lost her son, announced that she is selling her property in Crawford, Texas, and is going home. The Democrats who voted for the funding bill demoralized her, as it did a lot of us. I feel sure Cindy will be back once she has time to rest and gather her forces again inside, because she has been the beacon in the world for those of us who are opposed to the war. But she's tired, and she's disheartened, as many of us are. And I can understand the frustration, the pain, but I know that we have to keep fighting. And I'm sure Cindy in her heart knows this. It's just right now she needs to step back and be Cindy again and take care of her own issues, her own needs, her own family, which I can understand completely. My heart goes out to Cindy and to all the other anti-war protesters, moms and dads, husbands, wives who have lost children to the war. Not only this one, but other ones. As we fight to take America back and to hold the crooks accountable for what they've done. Cindy, know that you will be missed greatly, and that we will look forward to seeing you back with us again in the fight in the future. I don't think it's possible for anyone to just turn that type of passion off. I know there are times when all of us have to take a break. Know that you are appreciated, honored, and well respected by so many Americans and people around the world for all you have done, and that we can never thank you enough. Speaking of people we honor and respect, last week I was fortunate enough to go to the True Courage Action Network awards ceremony, where they honored several members of the legislature, senators and representatives, and also advocates here in Texas, for doing what they can to keep Texas a better place for all Texans. Senator Mario Gallegos was honored for defending voting rights in the Senate. Representative Rafael Anchia for defending voting rights in the House. Senator Royce West for promoting ethics reform. Representative Jim Dunnan for delivering a passionate floor speech, and Craig McDonald of Texas for Public Justice for delivering a daring testimony. Best State Senator went to Rodney Ellis. Best State Representative went to Mike Villarreal. Best State Advocate went to ACLU of Texas. Everyone that got up and spoke that evening downplayed what they had done and how hard they had worked, and said that the reason they did what they did is because of the people there in the room and other activists like that, and also for the rest of Texas. It wasn't a chore for them. It was something they felt they had to do. And that is what makes a great public official. These people just care. They know what's right. They know what's wrong. And they've worked very hard to make sure everything's good for everyone. And we need more like them, folks. We need to get busy beating the bushes and getting candidates to run, honoring the ones that do the work they should do, and slamming the ones that don't.
What if no one would kill for their religion? What if armies had a bake sale for their wars? What if children of the world made world decisions? Paint by number, Jesus wouldn't hang around anymore. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's A-okay in the USA, in the good old USA.
Look at somebody showing their mind. They've got a certain look on their face, a swagger to their walk.
nothing leads to wisdom. It's like no one really meant what they meant. It's like every man's a king, every house a kingdom. It's like Joe McCarthy was our acting president. Everything's a-okay in the USA, in the good old USA. Everything's a-okay in the USA, in the good old USA.
In the USA by Daryl Scott, one of the Music Row Democrats from Tennessee, and every election cycle they put together music and try and help get Democrats elected, which is what this is all about, folks. Let's get people elected that are actually going to do something in office, and just because we elect them doesn't mean they have to stay in office, because there are quite a few in Texas and elsewhere in the country that I'm thinking they should be primaried and gotten out, because they seem to have forgotten what party they belong to and what they're supposed to be doing. We have the Iscariot Caucus Democrats in the Texas legislature, who are the Democrats who decided to back Craddock, the Speaker of the House, who is a Republican, who is a little dictator, who makes George seem liberal. And of course they had this great agenda that they were going to do by working with Craddock, and of course they did squat. Part of the list of reforms that they had promised was to restore full funding of CHIP. Of course, HB 109 does not fully restore CHIP to pre-2003 levels. They were going to reform Medicaid eligibility. Vague, unclear, cannot point to anything definitive as usual. Restore the Texas Grants Scholarship Fund. 7,000 fewer students will receive Texas grants than in 2003. Repeal tuition deregulation. Well, the bill that went through was HB 2382 by Coleman, who's definitely not one of the crowd that was kissing Craddock's butt during this past legislative session. The ledge has been an absolute joke, as usual. There is no such thing as bipartisan work, hardly ever at all, in the Texas House. But in the last few days of the ledge, this session, the Republicans went after Craddock worse than the Democrats. And they tried to stop his reign of terror. It didn't quite work, but they did try. And it's went beyond ideology, whether you were conservative, liberal, moderate. It went towards having a fair government and the government actually working for Texas. And I was actually proud of them. And I have to say this, I was proud of all of them because they worked as hard as they could, certain ones, to try and stop Craddock and take back control of the legislature and actually have a Democratic government again. It didn't quite work, but they did try. And my hat goes off to all of them if I wore a hat. But I am very proud of what they did and how they tried to stop this insanity. But hopefully, if a special session gets called up or in the next session, we can get rid of this maniac that is the Speaker of the House. Hopefully he'll be smart enough to actually quit or resign. But I sort of doubt it because he doesn't care. He doesn't care about Texas. He doesn't care about Texans. He cares about power and power only. And this is not the type of person we need running the Texas House. Of course, it's bad enough. He learned under DeLay and George and Rove. So what do you expect? These are people that despise Texas. That's the only way I can look at it. The only thing they care about is power. The only thing they care about is lining their own pockets and screwing the rest of Texas in any way, shape, or form they possibly can. And we need to get rid of them. And the Democrats that supported Craddock in this insanity need to go. Donna Dukes, bye-bye. We need to find someone in your place, along with all the rest of them. And you can check out all the different stories about this over at Texas Chaos. Also, you can check out burntorange.com, which is another great site. They did a lot of live blogging about the event. It's one of our sister blogs in Texas that does a lot of great work on keeping things on the level and on the up and up and getting the work out to us, or the word out to us, so we can do our work. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to find a song to end the show and hope you'll tune back in soon. I'm going to end the show with A Change Would Do You Good from Sheryl Crow. And trust me, a change would do Texas a world of good. Remember, get involved, get registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, start working on a campaign. Do something, folks, because things will not change unless we help change them. We're ready to take Texas back, and we hope you'll join us at texaschaos.com and help us.